Hi, I am Taekwon Gilbert, Prima's Education Coordinator. On this podcast, tune in to hear what our Prima Institute 2023 Chair, Amy Larson, has to say about this year's Institute. Thank you for speaking about Prima Institute today, Amy.
Well, you're very welcome, Taekwon. You know how much I like to talk about PI.
I do indeed. So to start, what is Prima Institute?
Well, Taekwon, Prima Institute is a five-day educational program where attendees participate in a small group setting. We usually have between 100 to 150 attendees that come to Prima Institute throughout the week. The smaller setting allows us to network, share ideas, and meet or reconnect with others who are facing some of the same challenges that we have in our day-to-day jobs. Attendees learn from experienced risk management professionals and subject matter experts from across the country who come, at their own cost, I might add, to speak to the Institute. This is a great opportunity for attendees to answer questions and hear from people who are in the trenches just like they are. I know that I never walk away without learning something new at PI. And finally, in addition to all the great practical information attendees receive, when they attend PI, they also leave with a network of contacts that they can call whenever they need help with a risk management issue.
So who should consider attending Prima Institute?
Well, the original Prima Institute, or I like to call it PI, was called GRMN. And I believe that that was set up with the new risk manager in mind. And when Prima Institute was envisioned and restarted back in 2012, the goal was to have a program for new risk managers. However, as it developed, it also grew with the goal of becoming an educational opportunity for all risk managers, even the seasoned risk manager. So as I said before, I leave every PI having learned something new, and I've also made new contacts and have had a chance to catch up with returning attendees. Well, geez, Taekwon, I guess that was a long way around to say everyone should consider attending PI, especially if you prefer to learn in a smaller group setting.
So what type of learning occurs at PI?
Well, we know that our risk management world is ever-changing. Prima staff and the PI task force have worked to provide updated information and new sessions each and every year while not overlooking those essential risk management courses. Sessions during the week are broken up into 100, 200, and 300 series information. The 100 series provides basic risk management topics, and it is scheduled for the first day. The 200 series, or the intermediate sessions, usually start on Tuesday, usually in the afternoon, and will run through midday on Wednesday. That's when we start the 300 series, or the more advanced or maybe more timely topics. Even if a topic has been presented before, each year you will see a different talk on the topics that we cover. We also include hot topic sessions throughout the week. We have sessions that will address return to work issues and emerging topics in risk management for 2023 and beyond, like telematics and time management, just to name a few. You can check out all the sessions by going out on the Prima website and clicking on Prima Institute under the Education tab. PI's curriculum is geared for every level of the risk profession and covers a wide range of disciplines. There are so many types of professionals in our risk family that you'll find others like you from risk management, loss control, schools, finance, human resources, legal, and more. The curriculum is as diverse as ever and will include sessions on total cost of risk, claims handling, insurance policy basics, contracting, special events, work comp issues, and body-worn cameras, just to name a few. Again, I encourage you to go out and check out the schedule and session information on Prima's website. And if you have any questions on the topics, please reach out to education@primacentral.org.
Thank you, Amy. So now, can you tell us why the Institute is so special to its attendees?
Well, one of the things I value most about PI is the networking opportunity. I meet new friends at every PI and have kept in touch with these colleagues dating all the way back to the people I met at my first PI in 2013 that took place in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. PI gives its attendees some peace of mind that they are not the only ones dealing with a variety of situations. And with the help of others, we find out that we also don't have to reinvent the wheel when we deal with these issues. After PI, you're going to begin to recognize other risk professionals that you've met at PI or you've heard at PI talking, and begin to gain even more industry expertise through the use of the daily Prima Talk Digest. That is where you'll see questions posed by risk management professional and other risk practitioners posting their responses. Sometimes the responses are all about our successes, and sometimes others are willing to give you the here's what not to do experiences, saving you mountains of heartache in the future. And while I know I'm kind of biased, I would have to say PI is special because it's fantastic, it's a one-of-a-kind learning opportunity, and I sure hope that you will join me and the rest of the PI Task Force and Prima staff for PI 23 in New Orleans. Thanks, everyone.